Bienvenidos de nuevo, muchachos, muchachos y amigos, al propio Radio El Pepe, program number 2. This is your announcer, Bram Stoker. We want to thank all the folks who wrote after our first program for all the nice comments and also all the good comments. We especially want to thank our relay stations, the Unknown Beaver, KHPP2, and the North American Pirate Relay Service. It's a mystery to us. If you feel to have a commemoration of this auspicious occasion, send your reception reports and 3 mint stamps to Post Office Box 452, Wellsville, New York, 14895. That's Post Office Box 452, Wellsville, New York, 14895. Until we get sick of it, we'll be using the same old QSL card. And now it's time for Mail Scrotum. Your invaluable reception reports gave the crack staff here at Radio Azteca headquarters quite a laugh. Neil Wolfish reported that his equipment was an ICOM R71A, a short wire, his left and right hand, and both his ears. Are you sure you didn't use any of your other equipment, Neil? Jerry Coatsworth volunteered for the voice of the Lincoln party and got excited about hair pie radio. So did you, Jerry. Michael Polanco reported that he was listening from the capital of the Age of Enlightenment. He found out from a reliable source what that means and thought that it was exactly what he meant to call it. His pirateer, George Bell, who was the one who told him to get a watch shot. He was a radio call second. Wasn't it all second condition for warcraft in the 50s? George also tried to take his pirate radio direction. Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, for $9.95 plus $2 shipping and labor. Charles Collins praised us for not broadcasting mindless banter. This came as a great shock to our writing staff, since mindless banter is exactly what we're after here at Radio Azteca. Yolanda Lewis says that she's an avid QSL chaser. Our research staff here at Radio Azteca tells me that that is illegal in 37 states. Watch it, Yolanda. Phil Berbalis says that he enjoyed the old-time music we used. Now, we have to wonder whether Phil's talking about the Champs tune in our intro or the country hit, You Were Only Fucking While I Was Making Love. How about it, Phil? Zeller's not the only one needing a wax job. John Arthur reported the song as While I Was Making Love, You Were Only Talking. We got quite a charge out of that one, John. John also thanked our Dr. DX for explaining why one prong on electrical plugs is larger than the other. Dr. DX will uncover more mysteries later in the program. John Fisher apparently alerted the whole state of Massachusetts to our 19th of September broadcast, and both of them wrote. Jerry Kretschmer said that he would vote for us for the ace poll. Frankly, Jerry, we think that ace poll is a dirty word. Ray Paff sent us a tape of his reception and noted that the FIO was 111. After playing the tape, we now know for sure that Ray doesn't have the slightest clue to what FIO means. Ron Hunter sent us a very snippy report and tried to suck up by saying that he was laughing too hard. We were saying, Ron. Homer Crawford thought that he sounded professional. The radio Azteca staff got a big laugh out of that one. Jeff Lopper enjoyed the program and noted that he's married with 2 kids. Isn't that only legal in Utah and maybe Nevada, Chris? Paul Rautenberg sent the requested excruciatingly detailed report and noted that we are truly warped. We know a compliment when we see it, Paul. Michael Kuntz sent a report that wouldn't verify skips, but redeemed himself by sending a tape. How about some postage next time, Mike? Lant Morris said that he found our pirate logging helpful. Lant, you're taking this all too seriously. Eric Sutter did his best to talk us out of the QSL, but we sent one anyway. Terry Provan tried to talk us out of 2 QSLs, but we're pretty cheap here at Radio Azteca, so he just got 1. Tony Straka also heard our program twice, but didn't make a big deal out of it. Mike Booker said that our DX program had goofy tips. If you think the tips are goofy, you ought to see all the stuff underneath. Harry Smith liked Dr. Radio. We'll be sure to pass that on to His Highness. Note to Catherine Jernigan, yes, I did write Dracula. My brother Brian wrote It Goes Berserk. Well, Finn happened to catch us right at sign-off, and thus has been given the unique experience of receiving the only radio rejection card. Try again, Bill. Thanks again to all your to all of our listeners. Thanks again to all you listeners. Without whose support, this would only be minor chance. We hope you all got love. Remember, this is
Love and Supper.
Your greasy little face up next to the radio, because it's time for America's favorite radio program, Animal Stories. And now here in person is the Animal Stories news team anchorman,
Tommy. Hi, Tommy.
Good morning, Uncle Lair.
Good morning.
Hi, everybody.
Python attacks Pekingese. I know who won. Python attacks Pekingese.
Well, Tommy, that's the top story this morning. Plus, we'll have the answer to this question. What do you do when your chinchillas get constipated? Dateline, Durban, South Africa. This here will tell me that a suburban couple thought their mate was guilty, but she told them that it's late, eating their dog. Sure enough, they went out into the backyard and found this Pekingese in the mouth of a 9-foot python.
Good, great.
That is a nightmare for him, though, Tom.
Sounds like it.
Wasn't any picnic for the Pekingese either.
You gonna be okay, Uncle Lair?
As a matter of fact, no, he's not.
Oh.
There's a woman that her husband jumped on the snake's back while she pried open the jaws, and then the maid pulled this whining Pekingese out. Pekingese are such wimpy dogs. And just because they're getting swallowed by a python, they start whining. He was still alive when they got him out of the python's mouth, though, Tommy.
Yeah.
Shortly afterwards, he went into shock and passed away.
Python going to be okay out there?
Python's going to be fine. He slithered away into the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
They told the authorities about it. They reported this incident. If they saw that snake again, they could not harm it because pythons are on the protected wildlife list.
Oh. Pekingese are, I imagine.
No. Lots of them. There's a very interesting article here about
raisins.
That's it. They were awful close. That's how a chinchilla goes. R-A-I-F-E-N. Raisin. Or is it O-N?
How about AI?
I don't know.
Again for the world of DX Party Media Wave Signals Merry-Go-Round program number 152,318. At a chance meeting in a bar in New Orleans recently, representatives of two stations found that their corporate goals were very compatible. In a joint communique, they stated that we plan to get together on this project and we are two stations involved. The voice of Flatland. His broad extent could not be reached for comment. A representative from One Voice Radio was quoted as saying, "There's something rotten in Denmark." We got a lot of mail from our report last time about WYMN Women Radio and Radio Beaver joining forces to form Empire Radio to penetrate the vast Lake Erie market. It's about time you folks out there got your mind out of the gutter and into the porno houses where they belong. In a related story, this reporter has found out that WHIP, the voice of the hipster, and WYMN, Women Radio, are joining forces to form Titty Whip Radio. Apparently, union with the Beaver didn't get consummated. In our last program, we reported that Pee Wee Herman was launching a new station, Raincoat Radio. Unfortunately, the station went bust after only 10 emissions. Pee Wee was quoted as saying, I pumped everything I had into it and tried to hold on as long as I could, but it just got away from me. Maybe I can try again later. Speaking of going bust, Dolly Parton is also starting a new station with a call WDDD. The station should be heard far and wide when the new curtain array antenna system is up. The array will be 200 feet in the air, supported by two massive towers. On viewing the new antenna under construction, Dolly was heard to say, "I've got a couple of big ones there." Don Moore has reported to QSL from Radio Very Loco in Bolivia. This station has not been on the air for years, and we believe that Don was popping one or two too many. This fits, since the station's logo is El Dio Inca de la Cerveza Importada, the Inca god of imported beer. A de-expedition is being planned by the Organization of Radio Gatherings and Signal Migrants, Orgasm, for the first weekend in December. Everyone is invited and should bring their longest wires and deepest receptacles. All wires must be cleaned and returned to their holders after use. Receptacles should also be cleaned between uses. Anyone caught using uninsulated wire will be asked to interrupt their activity prematurely. The de-expedition is planned for the whole weekend, but de-exers may opt to drop out early in case a break-friendly wire group develops. In such cases, it is acceptable for each person to tighten his own wire, but the assistance of others is always appreciated, especially those with tight receptacles. The management will not be responsible for broken wires. The Pirates Union for Better Interference and Cooperation, PUBIC, has censured the Voice of Tomorrow for not broadcasting any music. A Voice of Tomorrow spokesman, Wolfgang Argentine, said, "The decadent bourgeois upper-class bosses will be the first to clean the toilet when the howl of the wolf is heard throughout the land." A PUBIC spokesperson was quoted as saying, "What?" WLIS, We Love Interval Signals, has finally run out of material to broadcast. The management staff decided to change formats, but didn't want to do all the paperwork necessary to file for call letter change with the Organization of Radio Grants and Station Monitoring, Orgasm. So they decided to keep the call, and the new format will be We Love Intense Sex. Our spies have managed to obtain a copy of an upcoming program. Here is an excerpt. Jack Boggan says that now he can finally use that large tape library he's accumulated over the years. Good luck, Jack. In our last program, we reported that CHU is trying to lure listeners away from WWV by using the Swedish Bikini Team. No DXers have reported the new format, but we've found out that CHU has a relay agreement with Radio Bangkok to test market the new features. WWV was reported to be countering the move with bits involving Madonna and a seal. DXers have also not reported these new features either. Rumor has it that Madonna and Steele have not been following the scripts provided by WWV. In what is perhaps a desperate measure, WWV plans to broadcast full frontal nudity at the top of each hour with a special surprise on each odd hour. The new Romanian pirate has been widely reported using many different times. The new station is called the Voice of the Pirate. And is run by a fellow named Vlad, V-L-A-D, folks. Your announcer, Bram Stoker, has a special interest in this station and invites all pirate DXers to leave their shack windows open and wear loose-fitting clothing whenever the station is on the air. In yet another proposed merger, the Public Union for Broadcasting Intensity Claptrap, PUBIC, did not allow a new joint venture between Radio Beaver and KUNT. A pubic spokesperson was quoted as saying, this would have been just too much to handle and we didn't want to get into it too deep. Well, that's about it for another program. We'd appreciate receiving your DX tips, station news, and other related dirt. Remember, we don't give a damn whether there's any truth to them or not. Send your items to P.O. Box 69, Kissimmee, Florida, 555-1212. Esta es Radio El Parque, transmitiendo desde la costa del norte en América. Si deseo una conmemoración de sintonía de este transmisión, enviado su llamada de recepción a DBS. Apartado 488, Westville, Nueva York, 14895. Eso fue DBC Comunicaciones, apartado 488, Wellsville, Nueva York, 14895. And now it's time for a word from one of our many sponsors.
New York City, it's still a hell of a town. Telephones. We know getting a malicious or obscene phone call can really piss you off. If you get such a call, fuck it, hang up immediately. In most instances, that's enough to stop the caller from becoming a pain in the ass. Too often, though, people unwittingly encourage the caller by talking back. Call me a prick. You can't argue with a sick mind, so don't try. If hanging up quickly doesn't work, for ship's sake, don't panic. Just call our business office. You'll find the number in the front of your telephone directory. In persistent cases, our annoyance call bureau takes over to try and trap the fucker. Working with the police, our annoyance call bureau has been responsible for 844 arrests and 54 abortions. And offenders have learned that a 10-cent phone call can cost them as much as $1,000 and jam their ass in prison for a year. At New York Telephone, we're in business to give you service. Part of our obligation is to see to it that no motherfucker abuses that service. After all, the service we give you is a thing.
Time for a new feature on
The
Actor Dirt. We have it on good authority that Doogie Howser is the love child of Glenn Howser and Alice Brannigan. In our last DX program, we reported that Alice Brannigan was moving from Popcom to become managing editor for BlandX, and that Alice would be replaced by veteran medium wave DXer Sean McCoy. In a strange twist of fate, Alice was recently found in a motel room in Kenora, Ontario, with seven different guys named Sean McCoy. BlandX editor Don Moore was quoted as being shocked and said, I'm really astounded and disappointed by her action. I didn't get invited. Uncle Tom Nidle, Alice's old boss, Popcom, said, I created her, but she just didn't appreciate it. Alice is believed to be drifting southward toward Minot, North Dakota, looking for exotic reception. Uncle Bucky of EBO Radio has had the hops for the mysterious Ellen ever since he went on the air. Alas, Ellen has rejected every advance which has forced Uncle Bucky to look elsewhere for electromagnetic stimulation. Buck's new heart loss is Alice Brannigan. Well, that's about all we have this time for this installment of DXer Dirt. If you have any dirt on your favorite DXer, send it to us. Remember, just like our DX tips, we don't give a damn whether it's true or not. If your story isn't good enough, we'll make it better. Send your dirt to R.A.D.G., 77 Whistle Vista, Portland, Uzbekistan.
You have been listening to Christian Radio, broadcasting service system, broadcasting system 393.5 megahertz. We are now closing down, and our next broadcasting time on Christian Radio will be on Wednesday afternoon at 4:30.
midnight love line. And who is this on the telephone?
Hi, Rick. This is Diana calling from East Orange.
Diana, do you have a problem?
Yes, I do, Harvard.
Diana, we want to help. First, let us clear the air. We have no PhD. We have no diploma. We have nothing on our walls.
Of course not.
None of us here are in college.
Nope.
We use our common sense, and that's why we have high ratings. Talk to us.
Well, Harvard, I would really like to clear the air because my husband has a problem with gas.
Talk to us again.
My husband has a serious problem with gas.
He has a terrible problem. You talking about gas? You find the problem. It's your heart. Your husband can't hold it in.
No. If he breaks me every day,
restaurants,
church, everywhere.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Even
during lovemaking?
Oh, that's the worst time. And she's killed all the plants in the house.
Oh, no.
Our neighbors on one side already moved out.
Okay.
I
use
the whole case of
Lysol
and everything.
All right. Okay, you see the problem's getting quite expensive.
Very expensive.
All right, go ahead. This is Love Lines, and if you know what they're all about, you tell your husband that you're aware of the problem, and just make him aware and give out your little message, right?
Listen, Billy, I've just now taken a nap. I mean, I can't even breathe there anymore. I just don't know what else to tell you except that, you know, next week, mother's coming to town. And, you know, she's very old and she can't take that kind of stuff. What does it take? Am I going to have to stick something up your...
Dr. Radio. Our first letter comes from Charles Paskowitz of Roanoke, Virginia. Charles writes, "How long should my antenna be?" Well, Charles, it's been our experience that when it comes to antenna eruptions, the longer the better. We like to get that puppy out there as far as it'll go. That seems to attract much more activity than the further goes, but certainly requires much more power.
Yes,
it might cause accidental signal leakage, leading to
multiple
energy.
This letter is from Glenda Housen of Woonsocket, Rhode Island. Glenda wants to know what fading is. Glenda, fading is caused by a little-known agreement amongst many radio stations whereby they cut power from 1 minute before the top of each horn to 1 minute after. This has proven to drastically cut down the course of the horn, which might otherwise be incurred due to all these inspection reports. Of course, we all know what happened to them. It's long been a mystery how the religious folks managed in the face of this apparently inevitable consequence. Champagne, if the champagne is on ice, can match the X-Shacks leading to passing of WIFR, etc. Radio as Tekka apologizes for that previous serious physical assignment. We won't do that again.
Thank you.
Thanks again for all of you who wrote and sent your questions for Dr. Radio. We go search the streets of Hilo, occasionally looking for the great doctor to seek his wisdom and his advice. If you have a silly ass question, by all means send it to us. We'll treat it with all the dignity and greatness of the world. Send those questions to ROOGG, PR549. Now don't forget, for your copy of a sure collector's item, send your reception reports in 3 mint stamps.
The Post Office, Box 452, Wellsville, New York, 14895. Once again, Post Office, Box 452, Wellsville, New York, 14895. Our offer for a week in Connor, Ontario for the 1 millionth QSL still stands, but we get to pick the week. Well, it's been a high-rolling, fire-breathing, gut-grinding, steel-belted blast, but we're just about pooped. So we're going to go back into the bushes to flush out some more dirt. We hope you'll be around when our next program hits the airwaves. We want to thank all of our generous sponsors, Truckmaster Vacuum Cleaners, Bungie Condoms, Hindenburg Condoms, and New York Telephone. Until next time, this is your announcer, Bram Stoker, saying, it's crackers to slip a riser that drops the inside. May the Schwartz be with you. This has been...
We thank you for listening to that special broadcast of Radio Azteca. An update to that accident on Grandview Avenue. Nobody's been killed, but I guess that's the benefit of living in Winnipeg. This is Glenn Farkle.